Isaiah 53, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
This is the word of the Lord. Shannon, it's Sunday,
yes,
which
it
means
is.
It's a memory verse day.
Yeah.
What we're doing on Sundays at our daily rhythm is we're giving you a verse that you should memorize and that you should memorize for the sake of evangelism. Mm. Did you get those cards from Dr. Bucher? Did you find those?
I did not.
Do you know where those are?
Cards.
The cards from Dr. Bucher?
Who's Dr. Bucher?
Well, I was thinking about like getting a stack of cards that we're going to hand out during this evangelism series we have coming up. I don't know.
You mentioned it, but it was sort of like out there. And
we can work on it, but I want to give the folks a whole stack of these cards.
Is this going to be on the
We're live right now. We're okay. I want the people to know
that we're real,
that we're just human beings. This is not, you know, we do real things. We order cards and stuff for them.
Yeah.
And so, no, but
Dr. Bucher.
Yeah, Timothy Bucher, the Bucky Boo. I think this is important because
I love it.
Okay, so if I'm trying to share my faith, okay, how do I show people in the Bible, like, what does the atonement look like? And I can say, look, here's a passage. And what's amazing is this passage is written all these years, 700 years.
Before Christ. Yeah.
And we are like sheep.
Mm, which is not good.
We have gone astray, mm-hmm. right? And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So yeah, what are your thoughts on the passage?
Well, you know, you read it, you're like, oh, we're like sheep, you know? And if you don't really know much about sheep, you think they're kind of cute. But
well, sometimes sheep are good.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a goat.
You don't want to be a goat, but they're foolish. And they need a shepherd. And they, you know, without that, then they're really destined for destruction. Because
and you know, yeah, it's the shepherd that goes and fights the wolf. It's the shepherd that takes on the iniquity.
Exactly.
Which is exactly what Jesus has done for us.
Exactly. So anyway, I like that picture because I'm very visual. So I just imagine, you know, we're just kind of scattered doing our own thing. You know, our nature prompts us to go after things that please us, you know, and so I just have this visual. And
really, Isaiah 53, that whole kind of section, this whole suffering servant section is a good one for Christians to memorize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, even verse 4, which is kind of the famous verse, he has borne our griefs and mm-hmm. carried away our sorrows. And then, of course, verse 5, also famous, he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. There are very few atonement texts so clear.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is happening way, way, way pre atonement.
Right.
But God is telling us what his suffering servant, what this Messiah will come to do.
Yeah.
And that our iniquity is going to be laid on him.
It's going to be transferred. Yeah. And I love it. Like under the law of Moses, the sheep died for the shepherd, but under grace, the good shepherd died for us sheep.
No, that's a good word. That's a good word. All we like sheep mm-hmm. have gone astray. We have turned everyone mm-hmm. to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And then, of course, as we read in the previous passage, by his stripes,
mm-hmm.
we can be healed. By Jesus having the iniquity laid on him, because he suffered in our place, because he was crushed for our iniquities, we can be healed.
Right.
That's a good,
so much hope.
That's such a good word. It's such a clear word on the atonement. So yeah, if you're trying to minister the gospel to your friends, you're trying to explain the gospel to your friends, this is such a great verse. Isaiah 53, 6. Mm-hmm. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So for Shannon Smith, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.